Merry Marvelites. Today, we're talking Black Panther. We're talking Deadpool. We're talking Avengers. And a lot of very small news here on Marvel Movie News!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Should reflect the lack of news. It's all subdued. It's all like, you know, we're building up and stuff. It's a bye week.
But yet it held a promise.
I really want them to know the scope but importance of the news.
Of course.
So I feel like the lead in should reflect that. Yeah. And that we're here, so Black Panther and Deadpool will be here.
There we go.
Whether or not they need to be, they're going to be.
Yeah, they got the fun and the gravitas.
They'll be mentioned. So we are the Marvel Movie News, and we are coming to you live from, let's say, Wakanda today.
Yes!
We'll say Wakanda today.
All right. And we're in Wakanda,
episode
y'all.
148, which means we are mere two episodes away from a landmark 150 episodes of marvelousness.
Wow.
That is a lot. That's halfway to Venom. So you can subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us on youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us through Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN, or at The Popcorn Talk. Facebook, facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, and if you post a link while we're talking to say people to come to the live chat, we will retweet you from Ant-Manthony, who's in the booth today.
Hello. Oh, Heather, there you go. I wasn't patched in, now I'm here. Hello, everybody. I will be doing exactly what he said.
We did all the mic checks except for the man who's doing the mic checks. So we have kind of a small smattering of news today, but we have a glorious panel. With us, as always, is the lovely Markia McCarty.
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, MarkeiaMccarty.
And then a new friend of the show and friend of Ollie Dreamboats, yes, is the lovely Rachel.
Hey everyone, I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman, or on Facebook, yes, I'm still there, at Rachel Ann Goodman.
She's very brave. She's very brave, not only being on Facebook, but giving it out to the internet.
Yes, I do not give people my Facebook. People I've met in like life and that I know.
Yeah. Well,
that's where all my political views go.
I just cull my Facebook like once a year. I'm like, what have I done? Like every time I accidentally add too many people, like Facebook is a very, it's sacred little bubble. Twitter's for everyone. I love you guys.
Yeah,
Facebook,
Twitter's cool.
You're brave. Yeah. You're very brave.
Well, it's my, like, you know, my other...
Oh, you got two Facebooks.
Yeah, so like my private one then my personal...
That's your fan page.
Exactly. So I don't care.
Because I got some like crazy junior high school pictures I don't need the internet to see. So we're going to start, since I am leading this madness, but since Markia is here, I figure we split the difference. Start with Black Panther.
Ooh! Yeah. See, even last week Matt didn't do that. Came back from the desert and forgot to start with Black Panther. I'm never going to let it go.
Matt Key confirms Koi is better at hosting Black Panther. So Angela Bassett, who we all love dearly, yes, the woman, like, yes, speaking of gravitas, God, and importance, like when that woman speaks, you listen.
Yeah, she told if gods exist on Earth, Angela Bassett's one of them.
I feel like she's like the Morgan Freeman voice of like another side of the internet. Like I feel like Angela Bassett needs to have that. Like if she speaks, I'm like,
It's like, yes, yeah, we all, the world listens.
Like it's not a lot, but when she does, it's true.
When they inevitably remake Dogma, Angela Bassett is God.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Yes.
So in talking Entertainment Weekly about Black Panther, she said, quote, "I am so stoked, so thrilled. It is going to be absolutely amazing. Amazing. I had a little word that as we're putting it together, it's just looking and feeling amazing, and I'm just glad that all that we felt while we were making it is really translating to the screen. So get ready. Get ready. It's going to be quite phenomenal." She does a lot of work. She makes a lot of movies, and it's very tricky to go from making like Oscar films to blockbusters. So for her to be excited on the set and then to be more excited hearing about it offset, what do you guys think? It's pretty great.
And she's one of those people that you know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
For her to gush like this means that this is really great.
Yeah.
That this is landmark piece. This is something that she's proud to be a part of. And she's Angela Bassett. She's been a part of everything.
Well, like you're saying, it's not just, it's the usual actor MO, like someone interviews, like, what do you think of that movie? The director was great. We had a wonderful time on set. I thought the script was really interesting. Like
catering was fabulous.
All the buzzwords. Yeah. This is like specificity. It's vague enough to not give us anything, but it's also, she's hype.
When I saw her name in this too, I was like, interesting. I didn't even realize that. So normally, I just have not seen her name actually bragging about something like this. Not bragging, but basically saying how wonderful it is and it hasn't even come out yet.
Right.
It's got to be good.
And we are approaching it quickly. Like, it felt like forever. Last year, it felt like it was so impossibly far away. And now it seems like the year has already ended. Like, this year flew by and February is not that far off.
It's really close now.
Yeah.
And in between, we get Thor and we get Punisher to tide us over. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. We get, at some point, an Infinity War trailer.
Stranger Things is in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that.
My buddy's having a wedding on October 28th and I'm so mad at him. Just because it means I can't be at home. I love you, Aaron, but I can't watch Stranger Things. So I'd be flying and then at a wedding, and I'd know the whole time and be like, don't just close to me, dude. Don't stop with this. So yeah, Stranger Things, Punisher, there's a world of entertainment on the way, but yeah. February Black Panther, and Angela Bassett's excited, so you should be excited.
Oh, yeah. And I think Gamer Girl in the chat room said that Koi and Ollie were not introduced with your handles.
Oh,
that you were so excited.
I was so hype about Black Panther. I
totally understand. Yeah.
So I am Koi Jandro at CoyJandreau on Instagram and Twitter, and not on Facebook because I have the feed.
Well, I'm just too famous. I don't need introductions.
But don't worry about it.
If you want to follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Yeah. But you don't need that.
We should also note Ollie's fantastic shirt while we're giving him all this attention.
Yeah. I was just looking
look
at that.
That.
Yeah.
It's like, two references.
What is it? I don't listen to you anymore? Yes.
Street Fighter and Jessica Jones. Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying. As soon as he walked in, I just stopped everything I was doing. I was like, dude, yes.
Street Fighter fan.
Fatality.
So I wanted to give full credit to that shirt. So now as we restart the show with all introductions, this works. Now we got a Deadpool introduction.
There
we go.
It was like a cold open.
We did. We're both so split. Perfect.
There we go.
So Deadpool, as you guys know, is my boy. And I was not concerned about Josh Brolin. It just felt like the traditional choice. And I like more outlandish casting, especially when it comes to Deadpool. But Brolin, man, every image I see, every frame that gets released, that's Cable. That's terrifying. Yeah. That's intense. That's visceral and violent. And I'm really excited. And this being a promo still, like, I'm curious to see what Cable is, if this is any sort of like representation of the character.
Yeah, for our iTunes listeners, it's the black and white picture of Cable. He's shouting at himself in a smashed mirror. There's a brick behind, and it's primal.
It doesn't even look like Josh Brolin from that image.
It's right. It's and like the level of the blood, the gore, the hair. You're right. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like, is this Cable or is this Strife?
Right. Well, that's the beautiful thing about Cable is the duality. Like, that's a great point. Like the Strife on the left and Cable on the right. Or like I love the imagery of mirrors when they use them right. This looks great. I'm really excited for his take on Cable. I'm excited just to see a trailer. I'm excited to hear his voice. I'm excited to see how they shape what Cable is to Brolin. Because that guy's been, he's in the Goonies. Like, Brolin's been killing it for decades. Since before a lot of us were alive, this man's been amazing in cinema. So I'm excited. And speaking of Deadpool, Zazie Beetz is talking about the fun she's having on Deadpool and how different it is. She said, quote, "It's hard. I've been training a lot and I'm not naturally one to train at the gym, so it's been a learning experience. Honestly, it's been amazing watching Ryan do his thing because you think, oh, he has a mask on and you can eat. ADR all of it. He's generally incredibly talented and pretty impressive to watch," she gushed. "He's just really good. For me, this is the biggest thing I've done, so I've just been observing. It's been good to, it's been a good vibe on set to observe some really talented people." And you don't think about that. Like, when someone gets cast, their past work and experience and, like, what it's like for them on set. You know, like, Atlanta was huge, but it was also a show, a sitcom, a smaller, like, a TV crew. This is a CGI fest, and, like, the scope of the action and the scope
huge.
Of... And it's a sequel, so they've seen the first one, they're like, we gotta make bigger!
Yeah,
always
so bigger. I'm super intrigued, and congrats to Atlanta for winning everything it deserved. Like, my God, is that show good.
It cleared it. Wow. I've gotta finish watching that show.
It's so
I've only seen, like,
good.
The first two episodes.
Glover deserves those two, man.
Yeah.
Actor and director.
Nice.
So Zazie Beetz is incredible in Atlanta, but it's a very different tone. Like, Atlanta is a contained meta comedy. This is an action sequel to one of the biggest movies of last year. I'm really intrigued how that would be as an actress. Like, imagine just sitting there and be like, I went from, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool and Kip. Like, that must be insane.
Yeah, astounding.
So this quote was interesting to me because I never would have thought of that perspective as, like, just coming up in the industry and then landing on this kind of set must have been...
Yeah, because even... even if you are a star name mm-hmm. and you're in a role like that, there's just so much work involved. Like, I remember listening to an interview with Emma Stone mm-hmm. and when she was doing Spider-Man, and she was saying how much work she actually yeah. had to do to stay in shape for that role. And she wasn't even Spider-Man.
Right. It's just it's a comic book. The bar is set. Yeah,
exactly.
And she's saying, like, it's not naturally how her MO. And I also thought the ADR line was interesting, because a lot of people assume that the jokes are, you know, they'll have some jokes on set. He's in a mask. They can throw it in later. It sounds mm-hmm. like he's just always on, and yeah. then you get more
doing it,
which is perfect. Like that character,
wonderful.
The Merc with the mouth, X-Men Origins Wolverine with the mouth. So moving on to Punisher.
I love that you said that like to the camera, like, I see you, Wolverine.
I see you in the past. I see you, Fox, 10 years ago, learning lessons retroactively. So Marvel's and Netflix's Punisher, we still don't know when it's coming out. And that's yeah. that's so fun to me.
Why are they yeah. teasing us like
I want
this?
It to just appear.
It's just going to be like Beyonce. It's going to drop right there on Netflix. So.
They're like, be ready for it.
But they haven't done that yet. Like, Netflix has always yeah. really hyped their release dates. They've mm-hmm. always, like, well, we knew about the release date for Stranger Things like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are they like, they clue it to us. Like, remember Defenders trailer, like that little teaser trailer when they're in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And then they had, like, a, you know,
oh, yeah.
it stopped the on 8/18/2017. Yeah. So you know, right. oh, okay, that's.
They give us a lot of runtime, and mm-hmm. this is theoretically coming out before the end of the year, which is only 2.5 more months.
I mean, it has to be November. I keep that's on thinking because Stranger Things has October, so mm-hmm. they would yeah. want this to be November. They want people to keep on re-upping, right?
Right. So
maybe December, but oh, that's so late.
It's a weird movie. The way it makes sense for November for Thanksgiving audiences, it makes sense for mm-hmm. December for Christmas, like, you know, that reprieve. But yeah. I mean,
and isn't a Memorial Day or Labor Day in November?
Veterans Day.
Thank yes. you. I don't know yeah. my holidays until I get the day off.
Someone in the chat brought up that last week about that possibility. Being
right.
There.
And I
forget
love that
who
idea.
That was, but that was excellent.
Yeah, it's such a good theory, because that's yeah. so that's now what I think it's going to be like to release mm-hmm. it on Veterans like, Day with oh, yeah. the tone.
It's Veterans Day.
Well, and I think I heard rumored somewhere too that it was going to be November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love that, because that would mean
Jessica Jones did. It was like November 20th or something. Mm-hmm. So
we start off November with Thor. We cap off November with Punisher.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
It's rough times, guys. You know, the nerds are really suffering.
Yeah.
So they recently released, without a release date, a synopsis. Usually they release... It's interesting. Usually I'd be like, they released a synopsis and a release date. Like, they just are being sneaky. Like, all the redacteds feel like what we're receiving is news. Like, all the redacteds in that rundown, this is how we're experiencing it. They said, quote, after exacting revenge on those responsible for the death of his wife and children, Frank Castle, John Bernthal, uncovers a conspiracy that runs far deeper than New York's criminal underworld. Now known throughout the city as the Punisher, he must discover the truth about injustices that affect more than just his family alone. That sounds like the Punisher.
It does. Sounds like a man who's about to lose his family.
And again. Well, and I like that they say become known as the Punisher. I like it. Yeah. I like that they, post X-Men, we've done a really good job, like, not being like, I'm the Punisher. Like, we've done a really good job not making jokes about these weird names. Mm-hmm. Like, the Juggernaut bitch line in X-Men 3 was a bit much for me. Like, yeah, that
I
just kind of.
That line.
There was that X-Men meme from the animated series.
Okay.
So someone dubbed over him running through stuff and always said, I'm the Juggernaut bitch. And oh, for some reason, they
like
were
like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. They decided, hey, in this X-Men 3, following two serious films, we should reference memes and become a laughing stock. X-Men 3 didn't happen, you guys.
Yeah, I guess I blocked out most of it.
It's the X-Men Origins Wolverine of the franchise.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that happened. So, we're also learned that Punisher is to feature Turk, which is exciting because that character is so much fun in all these
yeah.
This universe, having him pop in, it's like reading that weird little panel in like old Spider-Man Tangled Web. Mm-hmm. We had that one character like, oh, I'm invested. So I'm glad Turk's in it.
Yeah, because if Claire Temple's like the Nick Fury, then Turk's like, I don't know, the Scorpion?
Soon, maybe?
Yeah. It seems like they're going to have that character, you know,
he's
throughout.
The Coulson.
Oh, I like that.
Because we follow the criminal underbelly, so mm-hmm. he's the guy that ties in that side together.
I like that.
He's the Coulson.
Okay.
So over in Tumblr, a scan of the latest SFX magazine features a screenshot of Turk on the show. So if you guys have Tumblrs, we also have it right here for you guys. Turk has been in every Netflix show. Because he pops up in Defenders and made me happy.
He was in Defenders, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's popped up in all of them.
I think he was in Jessica Jones.
Was he in Jessica Jones?
I'm pretty sure he was in Jessica Jones at one point.
Well, I'm sure chat room can tell us definitely if he was a Jessica Jones.
But he's always been that like fun little moment, that fun little Easter egg, and his character always is like weirdly involved. Like he's got enough that he affects the story. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited Turk's in there.
Or he witnesses a big crime and is like, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm out. I'm good. I'm out, you guys.
This is not my table.
Imagine being Turk, like what your life would be like. Like everywhere I turn, these superpowered assholes, they're just coming at me.
They're
like,
just,
what do I
they're
do?
Just here.
It's a weird
again,
life.
It's like, I'm just trying to make my green. Just trying to make my money.
Hell's Kitchen's a struggle, guys. And John Bernthal also revealed Macro's role to a point. He said, quote, good drama is when you take these hard life choices and force them to interact, and that's precisely what Steve did with Micro and Frank. Bernthal explained that he forces these guys who are so unbelievably different, who operate in such different planes, who have such opposite skill sets together. Interestingly, they have similar paths as far as their families and as far as the predicament they're in. They're sort of forced to work together, which sounds a lot like how the Defenders came together. So it's interesting that we saw the disc at the end of the what show, my brain's blank, Daredevil season 2, when we saw Micro.
Okay. Oh yes,
so we had that moment of like, oh, that's what's gonna be this show. So it's interesting to see like that origin story of how these guys come together.
There's a little bit of a continuance.
I'm intrigued. So someone said he doesn't think he was an Iron Fist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was not an Iron Fist.
Okay,
sure.
So that's
okay.
The one.
Well, that's okay, that one doesn't count.
Iron Fist?
He's in the shows.
Yeah, that's fine.
And finally, Bernthal teased a big surprise, big twists and big surprises. Quote saying, the show takes you on a journey of Frank becoming more and more human again and then shutting off and going back to what works for him, the place where he kind of belongs, and I think there's a place of solitude and of darkness and destruction. It's going to get into as dark and as brutal a place as you've seen in the Marvel world, I can promise you that.
Nice.
Good man. Punisher should speak that way.
Yes, definitely. Out of the two, I mean, Jessica Jones was our R-rated. Punisher has to be our R-rated.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be,
I mean, it was just, there's no, don't do it any other way. I mean, you could do PG-13, but no, don't do it any other way.
It would be better to be as dark as possible and as, you know.
Yeah, I want to after the end of the episode, just kind of like breathe and be like, should I continue?
I think that his darkness reflects where the show could go, like, and that's why I think Midnight Suns is the direction they'll go in, because I think as we learned, like, people love this Punisher character. He didn't have his own show. He was greenlit because of how good John Bernthal was. So if this show is continuing that escalation of darkness, kind of like a sequel does, I'm intrigued by if they go Moon Knight, if they go like this darker path. So I'm hoping. So I think it's all the Punisher stuff. Anything else you guys want to talk about with Punisher?
Pretty good stuff. It's exciting. Yeah. I like the way that they're releasing things. Like, they had the Morse code for the episodes.
Yeah.
So the internet had to, like, decode
it out,
decipher it for us. So, yeah, I like that. I wish they'd give us a release date so I can plan my November accordingly.
I like to think they already have, but we had to decipher it. We didn't.
I know.
I like
maybe
to think
they did
given
it,
us clues. We just
maybe
haven't.
They did it at the very beginning. Ooh. And we just never. Somebody go through all of the Punisher
everything.
Tweets.
And like all
the Punisher
magazines,
tweets and
there's like little tiny things that add up to like, they're like, all these quotes are actually just coded releasing the release date.
Or it's like every other show had some kind of code that you had to put together to figure out when this was actually going to come out.
Tell us, John Bernthal, your own. So while we're discussing TV, The Gifted is around the corner, and it's add another castmate as Jermaine Rivers is Shatter. Now, that's not a character I'm familiar with. I'm guessing it's either a lower level X-Men or invented for the show, as I know they're doing. Shatter's entire body is composed of blue-black, diamond-hard, crystalline substance, which renders him invulnerable to most conventional attacks. He can also regenerate lost limbs. He also possesses the ability to crystallize any liquid substance he comes into contact with, such as water, oil, and presumably blood.
So you would think once he powers up, I mean, that's a great way to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's a pretty violent end.
Be like, wait, I have the information you want. Let me touch you.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like a mix of, like, Emma Frost and Iceman.
That's true.
I can see that, yeah.
Because Emma Frost, like, diamond form plus Iceman's, like, Shatter.
Yeah, but it also seems like, despite the fallacy that they would have, like, if he loses something, then he can get it back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I'm thinking, like, a Terminator 2.
Yeah.
When, you know, and he's, like, frozen, and then they shatter him. Like, ah-ha-ha, because he can, you know, liquid back. But it seems like he'd be able to regenerate something as long as he doesn't lose his head.
I'm cool with some T-1000 action. I'm all about it. I love that, like, there's so many X-Men that can do everything if they don't lose their head.
Yeah.
Like, the brain is
that's
cool.
Just
don't lose his head.
It's like, yeah.
I think Deadpool's the only one that can come back from, like, atom size,
right?
Which is, yeah, my boy. Moving on to New Mutants, they've revealed a new logo, which they shared on Instagram. Josh Boone sent this photo to fans. It is exactly what you think when you think of New Mutants. It's the comic font. It's got a splash of color. It's pretty much identical to that late 80s New Mutants run. So, I mean, that's a great way to get fans excited.
Yeah.
So they're filming. It's active. It's New Mutants. I don't know much about this project, but I mean, the team's great, and the tone they're trying to establish is great, and the only way to get X-Men fans as excited as they need to be if they're going to build an entire show universe is to keep it comic accurate. Like, I think...
Yeah, well, they've got a great comic to go off of, you know, so, I mean, refresh me, Demon Bear, right?
Yeah, so,
I mean, they could go panel for panel with that, and they would be fine.
It's very strange, like, the comic's really weird, and that's great, because X-Men started this Marvel age, like X-Men and Spider-Man, but X-Men had to be super normal in the 2000s because we weren't, like, adapted to this.
Yeah, we were like, what is this?
Like, everyone was in leather because we were like...
They can do what?
And even the CGI just wasn't what it is now.
Just weren't there yet.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I think they had to, like, you know, slowly get us to a level of acceptance to the weird that we're getting, and now New Mutants is like, okay, we've seen what you guys did with Guardians, let's just have an X-Men version of Strange, and I think that's fantastic. So I think that's the way to keep that, because that's all Fox really has, is the Deadpool, Wolverine, X-Men flavor. So they celebrated the end of filming, they are done, they are wrapped. There's a couple photos of Blue Hunt, Maisie Williams, Henry Zaga all hanging out. We have some photos of chairs.
Because that's exactly what you need.
In case you guys were wondering chairs looked like, those are them.
I was very curious.
If you've never been on a set or seen a set, chairs are on them.
Yes.
So that's pretty much all the New Mutant stuff. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I'm glad that they're done. So
cool.
I mean, sooner for us.
I know. We can expect to see that in forever. It always feels like forever. But it sounds like a really great project. I'm interested in. I always like horror.
Yeah.
Big horror fan. Loved it. So, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, they're already done. Like, it feels like they just started now. I mean, there's going to be a lot of post-production. There's a lot of world to do, but, and they were filming in Boston.
Imagine the CGI. I mean, you can't really go too practical effect with Demon Bear.
You just got to find a Demon Bear. They're hard to catch, but when you find one, great on sets. Infinity War has cast, I am sorry in advance for not being able to pronounce his name, Hiroyoku Sanada. Seems like.
I would think Hiroyuki, but I don't know.
Thank you.
Hiroki Sanada?
But that name. The guy is great. He was in Life. He was in The Last Samurai. He stole the show in Life, and he was with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal, which is quite impressive. He's an incredible actor. We don't know what role he's been given. We just know it's a supporting role. We theorize that he might be a member of the Yakuza, because that's the direction that Infinity War might go. But there's so much we don't know about Infinity War. Like, this is the
and
deepest...
And it's what? May.
Yeah.
May of next year.
Which
like
also
May 5th,
isn't
I believe.
That far away.
No.
It isn't.
It's what, eight months? And that's, we don't know anything.
No.
We haven't even gotten a full trailer
for Black Panther yet.
Yeah.
And that's February.
Good Marvel. Thank you. I like this. I like not knowing everything going into these movies. Like, that was that run end of phase two, and Marvel was like, but what if we show you everything? Like, Age of Ultron kind of suffered for the fact that we'd seen so much.
Yeah. And it just couldn't live up to everything at that point. Really, is I would like to think was the main thrust.
Phase 3 has been stronger than Phase 2. Winter Soldier notwithstanding, and Guardians, obviously, there's highlights in Phase 2, but as far as marketing, Phase 3 has been much stronger for us. Like, we do this, we have to know everything because we're telling you guys everything, and we don't know.
Yeah, they're doing really good at frustrating the want.
Yes.
They are.
More of that. Delayed gratification. Thank you, Marvel. A new casting call for Mary Lou in Infinity War, which is Infinity War's working title. Which
The chat room just brought, maybe he's a Namor.
Oh, I would love that so much.
That would be cool.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, I would like Namor to be introduced, because then the Black Panther sequel can have him in there. Get some Necropolis action.
I would love Namor to be like a supporting character that gets his own, like, he starts with us, so we care about him instantly, and then we get his own, like, independent. Because it'd be hard to introduce Namor in his own movie.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to get audiences to be like, hey, we got this fish guy. And with Aquaman coming out, like, the average everyday moviegoer.
And that's Jason Momoa, so.
The difference there.
That's a very high bar.
Yeah,
and we accept that. I got a thing for Jason Momoa, if you can't tell.
Everyone should.
They should.
Jason Momoa as Aquaman is such an inspired choice, and it's hard for an everyday moviegoer not to see the difference between Namor and Aquaman. Like, if you don't know these characters, why wouldn't you assume that's
the same one? Be like, why do they have the same character? Why has he got a different name?
Yeah.
Why is this a different guy?
It's jarring. And I get that. I totally understand. If you're not a comic fan, they're a lot alike. So it'd be a good move to introduce him in Infinity War, and that is a great call. Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, shame for Daniel Day-Kim, though, if it wasn't, because, you know, he's been petitioning for that for like a decade, it feels like.
And he's perfect for it.
At least 8 years.
Yeah. Time will tell.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I can't think of any other character. I mean, can you? I mean, I can't think of any other character. I mean, that was a really good suggestion.
That was a great one. Yeah, now that's like just planted in my head and I can't really shake it.
Who said that? I want to give them. Oh, Oisin McMahon? McMahon? Is it like the wrestling McMahon? All right. Thanks for that suggestion. Good suggestion.
Someone in the So Large Knowles referred to Jason Momoa as Jason Mom, and it was very distracting to my brain. It's really funny to me. I like the idea of calling him Jason Mom casually. So Georgia Central Casting released a breakdown which seems to indicate a 1960s flashback scene.
Yes.
They're looking for secretaries, women who appear to be Caucasian, 20s to 50s, to portray 1960s secretaries and clerks. No hair dye, no modern cuts or colors, very specific. And also looking for female engineers, basically the same rundown, in a very small scene, they specify. I'm curious if it's an Ant-Man throwback. That's my thought.
That would make sense.
Because Ant-Man plays with time. Ant-Man's obviously going to be in Infinity War. This could be the Michael Douglas scene. It would make sense. That was my first thought, if they go 1960s.
Yeah. Or I wonder if they would ever bring Peggy Carter back and go back for that reason, too.
Ooh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of story.
Yeah, but I'd like is. That. I mean,
but she's never been in all these, but I would love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Someone in the live chat just said, breaking news. Looks like Daniel Cudmore is returning, who played Colossus for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Awesome.
Which is interesting, because they're playing with timelines so much.
Yeah, he was the, the original.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So that's that's a lot of timelines. Still in great shape.
I know, right? That's like 10 years?
That's, yeah, longer. More if he was, yeah. Years. That's the early 2000s for the original X-Men. So, I think he had cameos. Goodness. Cameos got a bigger part.
Yeah.
Like X-Men 2, he was bigger, because he was in the Berserker scene. So 2000, I mean, that would have been 2002?
Yeah.
Good for him. Hustling. Staying at the gym. And then Brie Larson was also spotted on the Avengers 4 set, so that means we have quite the movie. Captain Marvel, we assumed, was involved. Now we've seen photos of her there. No photo of the two stars is revealed. Local Twitter account basically said they were seen entering back and forth. Lack of paparazzi. Also good news. Thanks,
maybe
society.
Maybe she was just on set.
It's possible. Yeah,
like what they did with Michael Rooker, with Yondu. Didn't they do that with him just being
for
there?
Which?
Or wasn't it with the Avengers Infinity War?
Might have been.
That he was just like on set?
Yeah, just to
cool.
Well, but I want her to be in Avengers 4.
Yeah.
Like, she has to be. She is.
Like, and they also film all these in like a giant, like Pinewood Studios is enormous. She could have been filming any number of things.
Yeah.
And just like been on set. And like the Marvel family is so tight knit, it makes sense she'd visit if not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's by no means confirmation.
But. Yeah, and get herself a cap.
Yeah.
I still wanted a little picture though.
If Chris Evans is around, you go hang out on set.
Right.
Right? And Paul Bettany shared a behind the scenes photo. Paul Bettany. Just this image, my, it's so good.
Wow.
Apparently Mark Ruffalo took this beautiful image. It is Vision, for our iTunes listeners, it is Vision with reading glasses, taking notes on a script, and it not only shows amazing, like, sense of humor that reflects the comics, but it also shows how much practical. Like, that's Paul Bettany as Vision, and it looks just like Vision.
Yeah.
Like, the costume designer, wardrobe, makeup, good job,
it's
guys.
Gorgeously
done. Amazing.
Like that, I would have assumed that was CGI. Like that amount, that scope.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, so he just took the picture with like a cell phone.
Yeah, like Mark Ruffalo was like, that's funny.
Say cheese.
Like that looks like a comic still. Like,
yeah.
It does. I mean, you kind of see like, it's a la Beast, you
know?
Where he's got the reading glasses and it's just like he's still a big furry animal. But
yeah,
he's
exactly.
still a guy in there.
Because Vision's such an intellectual character. It plays with like so much. And Paul Bettany, like it's very, I love it.
He's such an interesting character too, in general. So
And I love that shade of like fuchsia.
Yeah, Vision's history is insane. And I'm really curious how they shape him with Scarlet Witch. We know there's a romance and all that. But either way, Avengers, I mean, those three and four are going to be enormous.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny, too, because, like, he's supposed to be kind of, like, this almost perfect character. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing reading glasses.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was like in X-Men 1 when Sabretooth, like, roared, you could see his fillings and caps in his teeth, and I was always like, but he's a mutant factor. Fun
like,
fact, that bothers me 17 years later.
Too much
like,
candy?
Like, what dentist would put his hands anywhere near that mouth?
There's so much, you guys.
Like,
there's so
none.
Much wrong with that moment.
Yeah.
Bryan Singer didn't realize that 17 years later, that'd still be a problem. Jessica Jones has officially wrapped filming for season 2, 5 months after it began. Both Kristen Ritter, who plays the title character, obviously, and newcomer Diane Gibson took to social media to celebrate the completion of production with season 2 wrap party shirts. that are adorable. Look at the cuteness.
I need one of those shirts.
Yep. It's got to go right next to that one in the closet, man. I
yes,
get it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's one of the few times that it's really cool to wear a shirt that has your face on it.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, it's socially acceptable here.
Yes.
Because it's Kristen Ritter. She's phenomenal. I allow this. Yes.
These are moments. Oh, and someone asked about the dots on his face, why it doesn't have dots for the CGI for that Vision photo. Basically, I'd imagine, like, long distance, you wouldn't need to have all the augmented moving stuff. Like, basically, all the channels of electricity on the Vision. So, this would be most of the time he's shooting. And then, that's what showing how great the prosthetics and practical effects are, is they didn't need that. Yeah. So, you'd only use those for maybe when they did close-ups and things like that. So, there is no augmentation in this type of shot, which is cool.
Yeah, another question with that is he still has the Mind Stone in that picture, something that looks like it. So, like, when was this picture taken? Is this for Avengers 3 or 4?
Very interesting point. And you can tell that the cape is going to be CGI augmented because it's a different color.
Yeah.
So little details like that, but still, like, the makeup department, kudos, guys.
Yeah, and what's he signing?
Appearance waiver, toy, lots of checks. Thor Ragnarok basically changed after Taika Waititi was hired because that man has a very specific comedic voice, a very specific tone. He was talking to Collider and said, quote, "There were already stories, ideas when I came on board, but a lot that changed over the first 3 or 4 months. Right from the beginning, Marvel wanted to lighten Thor a little bit and embrace the darker aspect of the adventure. The last two films, definitely the last film, were a little darker. Quote, personally, I feel like the movie called Thor, then Thor should be the best character. My main focus was making him cool and funny, and when he needs to be heroic, and he needs to be heroic when he needs to be. If you've seen my other films, there's always a balance between comedy and drama. I think that's a very satisfying story to watch. It's hard to read quotes sometimes. I think Ragnarok was always going to be very dark, so bringing in someone with this levity is the only way to make it still
Thank
Marvel.
Thank goodness they did, because Dark World. Yeah. We didn't
right
need
there
a,
in the title.
Yeah, we didn't need a Thor Ragnarok that was following on the coattails of Dark World.
Yeah. Like
that. We really didn't need that.
Yeah.
Now, what we do need is a 70s, 80s music video. You know, with Jeff Goldblum and John Cena there somewhere. So, yes, this is what we need.
I'm glad it changed, and I'm glad they went that direction, because this is so many people's most anticipated movie. Like, it's a lot of hype, and it looks great.
Yeah, November 3rd. Like, this I'll be spending IMAX on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I want to experience this multiple ways. Like, I'll be there a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm glad they let him have that freedom, because that's hard for a studio investing hundreds of million dollars to be like, sure, make it your
like
own.
We believe in you. I saw Hunt for the Wilder People.
Just go.
Do your do.
And it seems like everything we've seen is that tone. So I'm excited. And then finally, Stan Lee had a very interesting thing to say at Wizard World Nashville, saying, quote, "Sooner or later, they're going to get the rights back to all our characters. They're working on it, and they're still making X-Men movies and stuff. Don't worry about it. You'll get more Marvel superheroes than you have time to look at in the next few years."
Thank you.
This is by no means any sort of news, but that Stan Lee's adorable.
You met him.
I did. It was you oh did. Yeah, that was right before. Yeah, I haven't gotten to talk about it yet.
Yeah,
I was gone.
I think this is a perfect time for you to talk
so
about you meeting
me
Stan
say,
Lee.
Stan Lee is a national treasure, and like, there's this thing when you meet certain people that their energy and their glow and their charisma is overwhelming, and that is Stan Lee to a T. The man is in his 90s and kept up on stage for 2 hours and was funnier than most of the presenters.
Wow.
I was it was like a Lifetime Achievement Award, and they had the best of the best. They had entertainers, they had comic legends, they had people that have, like, Lou Ferrigno, like, people that have been affected by his career in every type of way, and they'd come out and they'd make a joke and Stan Lee would have a better quip back. And he's in his 90s.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And, like, it was so cute. At one point, like, Chris Hardwick tied his shoes and he was like, "I'm not that old." Like, there was this amazing flavor of, like, self-aware, beautiful, funny, and so there was a line to take a photo with Stan Lee, and everyone was, like, posing with him and, like, very quick and, like, being very respectful, which was nice to see. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is my only moment. Like, I'm never gonna be this close to Stan Lee in my life. So I ran over, and instead of, like, posing next to him, I dropped to one knee and, like,
yeah.
And like he started laughing and he's like, oh, very good, young man, very good. So like, and it took a second for like the world to normalize, and I was like, what's happening? He's like, what's happening? So then Stan Lee does the Spider-Man pose with me. Oh, so I have God. A picture. So I have yeah. a picture of me and Stan both. And then as I got up, I was like, thank you so much, man. You gave me my childhood. And he's like, oh, just excellent Spider-Man. Excelsior! I got Excelsior'd by Stan Lee, and it was the coolest man. Moment. Yeah, it was amazing. And the event was incredible, and I got to... I kept getting stuck behind Lou Ferrigno because he's a very big guy. So we were in the green room, like with all the swag bags and stuff, and Lou Ferrigno was just taking up so much space because he's actually the Hulk. But yeah, it was incredible. And Stan Lee is everything you dream him to be. Like Stan Lee is every grandpa you want. That's brilliant.
Oh, nice.
And all the stories about how he invented these characters all came from a place of earnesty. RZA came out at one point and did a spoken word poem about a spoken word poem about equality, the importance of everyone being represented, and it sounded like something Malcolm X said, and then at the end he was like, that was Stan Lee in the 60s. So like he came out and basically battle rapped a Stan Lee quote, and then was like, this man was doing what we need to be doing now in the time of Mad Men. And it was amazing to be like, Stan Lee is so woke. Mm-hmm. Like it was just it was amazing. Stan Lee is everything you want him to be.
I think I read somewhere, too, that it was back in either the 40s or 50s, he got fan mail. He started getting fan mail from across the world.
Yeah.
And that's when he realized, well, everyone's interested in this. I need to represent everybody.
And he did.
Yeah.
And people weirdly think that representation is a new thing. It's not. They're forgetting that Cesar Romero and Eartha Kitt were the Joker and Catwoman back in like the 50s. This isn't a new thing. It's a thing that got pushed to the side for like a good decade or so. But it's like, bringing it back in.
Well, what was amazing to me was the fact that Black Panther came out before the Black Panther movement. And then they changed Black Panther's name to Black Leopard because they were like, whoa, a little intense for us. No. So, like, I just, it was cool to see Stan Lee, his effect on every decade. And just to have him talking about it, and it was a really, Stan Lee's great. That said, this quote, I don't think Stan Lee's involved in that side of the movie making. I don't think Stan Lee has time because he's busy being awesome all over the country. So this is a quote saying basically they're still making movies. There's going to be a lot of Marvel characters. This is by no means any sort of sneaky insight into X-Men coming back because I don't think he'd know. And he's also like the happiest to tell secrets. I doubt they'd tell Stan Lee. Like Stan Lee's the guy to be like, man, let me tell you something. Like, because he just wants to share and love and care. And if he had 5 hours, he would have talked to each and every person in that line.
Wow.
Like, it was the coolest thing.
I got a question for you. Do you guys want to see Leonardo DiCaprio play Stan Lee?
Yes.
Yeah. In a biopic?
Yeah. Like a Howard Hughes-esque biopic?
Yeah.
I would love that.
I guess I could see that, yeah. Mm.
It would make, I mean, I want to see him as both that and the Joker. If they're going for it, go for it. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's
the rumor.
Yeah.
He's going to play the Joker?
Because Martin Scorsese is producing a Joker movie, which is a sentence I never thought I'd say. So, maybe. So, I think that's all of our news. You guys have anything you want to
I do believe it is. And I think, oh, God, chat room. Okay, 60s instead of 50s. Goodness. All right. Thank you for the correction. No, I guess it's just like the Mary Marvelite section then.
Let's give him some love.
All right. So shout outs. Charles Lee at @GoofyFan_Chuck. Evan at @HarrisEV9. Shane Pickett at @DadRad4. Bark at @Birds_WhatAreThey.
Every week.
Stephanie Jandro at @StephAmethyst.
Every day.
Mike Clark at @Nonviolent69. Dayton Buchanan at @DaytonBuchanan. Oh, so we have a series of birthday shout-outs, it looks like. Do you want to do
much
it all
like my mother, these mothers were busy in September.
Oh, goodness. It's a few. Do you want me to read these off, and then we just do one sexy birthday shout-out for all of the above? Or do you want to do three sexy birthday
shout-outs? I think we got time for three.
All right. Then our first one, Bob Hugh Simmon. This is from YouTube. Can I get a coy sexy B-Day shout-out? I turned 44 on September 11th.
Babu, I just gotta say that, much like a fine wine, 44 just looks good on you.
Yes, ooh, it's a good year.
It's got double numbers, it's got strength, it's got wisdom, it's got sexy.
Angles in all the right places.
So have a very, very sexy birthday.
44.
Beautiful.
All right, and
2 years of being embarrassed by this bit.
And then Cole Canaletti. Can I get a birthday shout out? My birthday was on the 15th. I believe I asked for a sexy shout out from Matt for me and Coy since we have the same birthday. So unfortunately, Matt isn't here today.
I was going to do a Matt impression, but I couldn't think of what it would be. And then I realized it was like a weird, like, Nick Offerman meets J.J. Jameson impression, which isn't Matt at all.
Do you want to try it? But you have to do that.
I'm going to give a sexy Cole shout out.
This is for Cole Canaletti.
Cole, you and I have the same birthday.
Oh. Ooh,
if that ain't sexy, I don't know what is.
Oh, same day.
I mean, you make great art. It means you're creative. You like comics. And marry me.
You know, you know how to wield that pencil, baby.
So a very, very happy birthday, Cole Canaletti.
Ooh. Oh.
The pencil line was so good. I got nothing to do. I can't. Marquee has taken over this bit. It's hers now.
And then our last one. Elephantaneous24 is a YouTube.
That name is so good.
Hey guys, my birthday is next Tuesday on the 19th. Oh, today! And I was wondering if I could have a birthday shout out on the next show. It marks 1 year of me being able to watch most Marvel films. I'm turning 14. Aww. So,
dude, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Elephantaneous, that is an incredible name.
Yeah.
You are turning 14 today.
14 today.
Dude, oh, I remember 14. You guys remember 14?
I remember 14.
Oh, let me try to think. 14. Oh, geez. I think I lived in Iceland then. No, oh. No,
no. 14, man.
It's 14, Aunt 14 Anthony. And cold. We cut this off at 17.
Yeah, that's a hard out.
That's a hard out.
Even in Canada, 17's risky.
Yeah, 18 and up. okay, so
Elementaneous, great name. You're wise beyond your years. 14 is the first year I feel like I thought I was an adult. That's why it stands out to me. Like 14, I was like, psh, I got this. I'm driving soon. So 14, remember your 14. Yeah. But dude, that's awesome. Welcome to a year of watching us since you were 13. That's so rad.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thanks for joining us for all this time. I mean, the 13 to 14, those are a heck of years. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Stephen King writes about those years
for a
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs.
Every coming of age movie makes sense right now to you. Go watch Kings of Summer. The world will make sense. That's awesome, man. Happy birthday today.
Absolutely.
Keep reading comics. Keep reading.
And keep watching us.
Yes.
We'll keep reading comics along with you.
Yeah.
All right, and then we have Vegetable Tube, also YouTube. love Marvel movie news. Short,
thanks.
Sweet. Very nice. All right, so questions from Robert Lima at Rob World Eater. Will there be time travel in Infinity War?
There could.
There could, but I don't think it's necessary. I don't think they need to do it at all. There will be so much that you'll wish that there was time travel so that you could go back to change things, but it'd be too late because they'll already be dead.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more just that flashback. And also, I noticed something on that link that was dealing with the casting call for the 60s. It actually had Peggy Carter's name in the title.
Ooh.
So that might be a hint.
That is intriguing.
Yeah, it's like right in the link.
It is. It's intriguing.
So maybe why would they do that if there was no Peggy Carter involved?
That's a good point.
Yeah. That'd be good, especially if they want to like bring her show back to kind of like showcase her more.
Is that a rumor? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Ooh.
I've heard they're still trying to get that. Yeah.
Like, season 3.
Intrigue.
Yeah, I never actually watched it, but I hear
it's
such great things.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, because I know you're an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so. That's my favorite is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh my god, and Coulson. But anyway. Nice. Yeah, they ended Agent Carter on such a cliffhanger that they need to bring it back.
I think that time travel in Infinity War would be, like, too much. I think we learned through that bath sequence in Age of Ultron with Thor that messing with time and space and stuff can be jarring, like, if you don't have time to invest.
Yeah.
You really need to, like, let that, like, percolate. Without that, you're just like, where am I? What's going on? I'm over here. Okay, good.
Yes. I think instead we should focus on the futility of these heroes that we've lived with for, like, the past, you know, decade, not being able to destroy or even dent this overcoming force, and all of them dying. Yep. I think we should just focus on that for Infinity War.
It's coming.
It is. I keep on saying this, but I just kind of want to prepare you for it.
Yeah.
Like, you might think I'm kidding. I'm not.
People are going to die.
I'm not. Read the comics.
Yeah. And actually, the next person relates to that, too. The flashback, maybe. Crossbones. Yeah.
Ashley Hutchins.
Yeah, Ashley Hutchins. I don't think it's a flashback. I think, well, the Crossbones, I think, is going to reference something. I don't think it's going to be a true flashback. I think we might see more of a scene. Mm-hmm. They also might be referencing, like, the event that led to the Civil War. Like, it might be, like, something that's... Because that was like the moment that led to a thing. So maybe they're shooting it from a different angle. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're going to... We don't have time. Yeah. This movie's already going to be 8 hours long.
Yeah. Well, hey, I would not have a problem.
I mean, I'm in. Give me the Netflix series in theaters of Infinity War, and I'm there. Definitely, 8 hours of that,
definitely.
Take me.
Then, but yeah, I think that is just about it. Unless there's anything else that anybody like question wise. Ollie,
anything in the chat?
Well, shout out to everyone in the chat who are affected by like the weather. I know, Senor Nerd. He says, "Hey, Mary Marvelites, don't worry to sadden people here, but I live in Puerto Rico and we are preparing for when Hurricane Maria comes by, which is now a Category 4." So shout out to him. Hope he's safe.
Goodness. Yeah, man, batten down the hatches.
Yeah, because
do that. Take all the precautions. You know, the water, the candles, all of it.
So much going on in this world. I don't know what's going on. There's fires everywhere. There's hurricanes.
Yeah, came back from Burning Man and LA had been on fire.
There was an earthquake. I never feel them.
I get a little that jealous because I don't want to be hurt. But if everyone's okay, then I get jealous.
Funny story. So I've actually felt an earthquake, but not here.
Oh.
Before I moved here, back in Philadelphia, they had an actual earthquake. So it's funny because it's like, all right.
You move to a earthquake land and have them
fight. Yeah, no. And then have fun. Exactly. Was it an earthquake or were they digging for dragons?
The dragons are now in LA.
Oh, no. That's where all the dragons are. That's why there's all the earthquakes.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, I'm trying to scroll for any other questions. Oh, thanks, Scott Fitzgerald. I love my hair too. Yeah, I don't see any other questions. So, I mean, yeah, be safe in this weird weather and this weird climate stuff that's going on. I mean, my parents are old hat at it. I was like, oh, be careful, Hurricane Irma. They're like, oh, please. It's like, you're precious. Like, we're in Orlando. We're fine.
Yeah, actually, some people I know in Florida were like, nah, we're not even leaving. they're fine, but...
Yeah, it's intense. So, rumor is September 29th, Infinity War trailer. A lot of people in the live chat keep mentioning it. So... On the internet, September 29th.
I think that's too good to be true.
I think I would like that to be the Black Panther trailer. Yeah. Let us not forget Black Panther.
No, that's way more realistic and makes it's February. Like, it's around the corner. Yeah. So
it's like right there.
We'll see. Anything else?
Not that I know of. also, old school futuristic. He was also going through like power outing in Florida because of all the things that's going on there. So
yeah.
Please, everyone, stay safe. This world's going crazy.
Everybody stay safe, keep reading, keep watching, keep loving your family, keep telling everybody, and
stay world aware.
Yes. So where can we find you? Start with Ollie, since I forgot in the beginning.
fine. Guys, follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer, and if you like cosplay, follow me on my cosplay page on Instagram at Ollie Cosplays. And also, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite came out. I'm gonna be playing that. Shout out to y'all. It's cool. all y'all gamers.
Find him on the internet.
Nice. Like an awesome cat. That's my PSN. So, yeah.
Yeah. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, guys. I love Rachel. I love Ollie, too.
So happy you're finally here.
But this has been awesome. Thank you guys for having me on the show. If you guys want to look for me, I'm on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. I am also on the Ray Donovan AfterBuzz show on Tuesday, so tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or if you like soap operas, I host the Young and the Restless soap with AfterBuzz on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, and I'm Markeia McCarty. Find me on Instagram and Twitter, MarkeiaMccarty. And yeah, so Mondays, AfterBuzz TV, catch me on WWE Raw After Show with Johnny Laquasto, Hobo, and Mark. Watch for Hobo if not anything else. We talk wrestling and everything that's great. And then, of course, here on Tuesdays. And then I just finished the Mae Young Classic After Show with AfterBuzz TV. And I do that with Anissa Barr, TK Trinidad, and Denise Salcedo. So yeah, check that out. And hit me up on Twitter. Let's talk some Mae Young, Kairi Sane, and Shayna Baszler, and all the good stuff.
And you can find me at CoyJanDreau on Twitter and Instagram. And on Instagram, I do Insta reviews, which you guys have been awesome at suggesting things to talk about. And I've got some really cool stuff cooking up that I can hopefully talk about a little later in the fall. But most importantly, thank you all so much for the birthday love. My birthday was on the 15th with Coles, and you guys were great on Twitter and sending me stuff. And I'd like to thank specifically Wildebeest, the artist that sends us stuff all the time. He sent me the most amazing birthday photo that I'm gonna send to the producer for next week, and it's literally like a Marvel Easter egg nest of things. There's Thanos and Yondu like on the window. It's amazing, so thank you so much. And Matt should be back, and we didn't kidnap him, and he's here in spirit. But so that's all the news this week, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.